Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Good evening to you and yours. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast on this beautiful Friday evening in Southern California. Before I got on the air, I went through a lot of items, and this is a poor analogy, but it's like I have so much stuff to give to you tonight. It's like cleaning out the garage. I mean, I've got a stack of stories. So I'm going to go through as much as I can because I'm a little OCD about stuff. In fact, I was listening to a study earlier this week that the average person has something like 800 unread emails. That's not me. I have no unread emails. I have no emails that I've saved, save a handful of important ones. I don't like clutter. So I have a lot of items to get to. In no specific order, there is a movie coming out in 3 weeks. I went to a director's cut this morning. I have to tell you about this movie. So I will at one point in the show tonight. Who is funding the ban on home natural gas? It's going to get you a little mad, but you need to know. An evolutionist, a guy that's a theorist, has dropped a bombshell about how COVID was handled historically speaking. Has the state of Texas gone woke? We'll share. We have some audio cuts tonight. Jordan Peterson basically telling the globalists to take a hike. He was on Joe Rogan's in the last handful of days. And it is a phenomenal audio clip. We'll play that for you. Sports and dudes identifying as dudettes. What about the women athletes? We have an audio clip of just pure sanity. And yet you kind of wonder where this thought is as it applies culturally to the issue. We'll get that to you. I saw something on Facebook. They use the analogy of the Matrix. Will you take the red pill or the blue pill? And I'll tell you a little bit more about it, and we'll get into it later. The red pill is you would restart your life at the age of 6 with all of the knowledge you have now. The blue pill is you take $10 million in cash. Now, obviously, younger people would probably err on the side of wanting the money. Because they're thinking, 6 years old, I don't want to go back there, and they're in their 20s and show me the money. Older people, such as myself, may have a little different take on that. And we're going to open the phones in a little while and ask you, would you take the red pill or the blue pill? Two different reports on the state of Antarctica as it applies to global warming. Let us just say it's not what we hear day in and day out with the mainstream media. And one is actually a NASA report. And, well, kind of finally, we've got other stories as well, but the other one that kind of stands out, the recent rainfall. Where did all the rain go? Gavin Newsom is on the hot seat as it applies to, well, we don't store any of this stuff. But when you hear the amount of rainfall that actually came down and got washed out to sea, I would hope and pray you would, be a little upset. Because they tell us, and back in the day, a couple of decades ago, it was put a brick in your toilet, right? Conserve water. And if I'm not mistaken, some of the legislation has been passed in California about the amount of water you can shower with, and the fines are coming. Same with natural gas. They're like, well, you can't use natural gas. It emits CO2 into the atmosphere, and that's bad for global warming. Look, I'm not saying I have the market cornered on truth, but I strive to be informed, and there's an overwhelming amount of information that busts the mainstream's propaganda position as it applies to both natural gas at home and water here in California. So we'll get into all of that. 800-222-KABC are always the numbers. 800-222-5222. And I guess I'll start with a movie I saw this morning. Now, there was a time in my life I thought I was going to be an actor and make it big in Hollywood. I was in a couple of films. I grew up on movie sets. love the whole process of movie making. And there's a movie that will be out 3 weeks from tonight. And for some of you, you're going to hear the title and go, oh, no thanks, not interested. But hear me out. It's actually a true story. It's a perspective historically about something that happened here in California. I know of the story. I knew what happened. I've read a lot of information. I actually know one person that was somewhat involved in this. In fact, he invited me to the movie this morning. But I watched this movie not knowing what to expect. And I was telling my wife when I got home, I could not stop crying during the movie. And it wasn't like I was upset. There's something very seminal about this movie that my prayer is many people will be so moved in ways that defy logic and the intellect. My prayer is that it will move you at the heart level. Now, if you've never heard my program before, I will say this as kind of a bit of a disclaimer. We live in a time where it seems, for me, like our country is turning its back on God. Started 5 decades ago, banning the Ten Commandments, and I can go down the line. And stay with me. Don't go cynical on me and, oh, religious nut. Hang on. I'm not talking about that I embrace religion. Organized religion, for me, is a lot of the problem. I'm talking about a relationship with God. For me, the answer to all problems in life, and then I'll share the name of the movie, is having an understanding. And if you don't believe in God, I don't know how you make it day to day. But having a belief in God as the Father, whether you're a man or a woman, if you're a woman listening right now, you are his beloved daughter. He adores you. He made you with gifts and talents like no other woman in this world. And if you're a man, you are his son, of whom he's well pleased. He loves you. I'm in men's ministry. The majority of men I come in contact with claim to be Christians, and they have no relationship with God the Father. They barely understand who Jesus is. We have a mess in Christianity, no doubt. I was talking to a friend earlier this week. He's like, I have such a disdain for Christians. Yeah, well, I know many of them, and we're pretty broken, no doubt about it. But if you at least appreciate movies and some good music. Now, I'm a rock and roll guy. I was listening before the show. I was listening to Seether. I like that band. And just kind of getting ready for the show. I love rock and roll. And I am a Christian. There are some Christians that go, you can't listen to rock and roll. That's, you know, devil music or whatever. I have, I think I put the story in my book of Ozzy Osbourne. Maybe I didn't. About the interaction with Ozzy. I used to work on a morning show, and, you know, Ozzy's known as the Prince of Darkness and the whole booga booga stuff. But I happen to love rock. Now, I'm not saying listen to derogatory music or music with lyrics that are not God-honoring. I think there are some secular music songs that talk about the human condition. I don't have a problem with it. When I used to do Christian radio, I would have the perfect Christians call in and take me to task. I'm not that guy. I love good music. So this movie I'm about to tell you about is cut out of the late 60s. Now, for me, growing up in the late 60s, I was not a hippie. I was not in the drug culture, but I was raised loving rock and roll. The Beatles changed my life. At the age of 10, I want to say maybe even before that, I think they were on Ed Sullivan in 62 or 63. My life changed forever. I wanted to be like John Lennon and play guitar and sing songs. And then I came out to California. A number of years later, I fell into employment at the rock station, KLOS, which is still on the air. I was there 27 years, loving rock and roll, meeting some of the rock stars, and that was my world. So growing up in the late 60s, there was something about rock then that made a statement. And the generation of Haight-Ashbury that began in San Francisco, you know, the drug culture, the hippies, a lot of very powerful music came out of that that era of history. And also, what came out of that era in history was a movement, a revolution, if you will, of Jesus followers. Safe to say, even the term Jesus freaks, where it's like hippie met God and the Jesus movement happened, or even, if you will, the revolution. So my dear friend Greg Laurie, who's the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship out in Riverside, Harvest Orange County, he leads the Harvest Crusades. They have put together a movie called Jesus Revolution. It will be shown nationwide in more than 2,000 theaters. I believe it opens 3 weeks from tonight on the 24th. You must see this movie. Again, I'm still processing what I saw. And you may go, last thing we need to break. I understand I'm a bit late, but you may think, I'm very sensitive to non-believers or people that aren't necessarily identified as followers of Christ or Christians. If you don't know about me, I was one of you for 54 years of my life. I was a New Age teacher until 2009. I actually was one that rejected organized religion, rejected faith. Being raised as a Catholic, I walked away in high school and stayed out of churches for decades. And I had a radical encounter in 2009. So my heart is for those of you that may not have a relationship with God or may not believe in Jesus. See this movie. Very last thing. It's not like some proselytizing. It's not heavy on, you know, you're damned and you're going to go to hell. No, it's a phenomenal story about the movement that happened in Southern California in the late 60s. Some great music, great love story, great storyline, and the ending you're not going to want to miss. So again, it's called Jesus Revolution. It comes out, I believe, 3 weeks from tonight. Pastor Greg has an invite on the program. He is a busy man. We'll see if that happens in the next few weeks. But one way or another, keep your eye out for Jesus Revolution. It is a powerful movie. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. 790 KABC, Talk Radio, Frank Sontag Show. Very good Friday evening to you. We are going to leap right into a number of stories in this segment. If you care to weigh in on anything that you hear, or if you have something completely different to talk about, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. What's up with these balloons? You know, we hear a balloon is over Montana, and then earlier I heard something about Latin America. Twitter blew up a couple hours ago, not literally, but some woman shot a video over Billings, Montana, and said, did they just shoot the weather balloon down? Nothing. Or the spy balloon or whatever you call it. So here's my take, and this is why I'm not president. If there was a balloon over my country, and if we knew and verified it was from China, I don't care if they say they were out taking photos. That thing would be shot down immediately. And there's people that go, well, I heard one of the State Department or Defense Department guys, our newsman, Mr. Looney, played an audio clip. And it's like, well, we're concerned about debris. Oh, please. Have you ever been to Montana? I mean, you can't wait till it's like over the area where there's hundreds of miles of nothing. And I mean nothing in terms of human population. Montana is a beautiful state. But that thing would be shot down immediately. That's my thought. If you want to respond and go, boy, aren't you quick to trigger and have all the reasons. Well, maybe we're just going to try to capture it and see what's on it and all of the rationalizations and justifications. Here's the other part. And I think the analogy fits. If somebody was in your home, what would you do? Hey, let's have a conversation. Obviously, you would hopefully call the police. And in this day and age, they may come. No fault of their own, but that's, you know, the mindset now. You would do whatever you can to protect your family. And a balloon over our country, to me, is the same thing. So that's my brief thought. If you have any thoughts of your own, again, 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. I've never heard of a man named Brett Weinstein, but he is an evolutionary theorist. He was on Joe Rogan's recently, as was Jordan Peterson. We'll talk about it in a little while. I like Joe Rogan's program. I'm not necessarily tracking completely with Joe and the way he looks at life, but he's a deep thinker. And I like watching a lot of his interviews. So Brett Weinstein is an evolutionary theorist, and he got into some really heavy topics that were censored originally on the Joe Rogan Experience. Had to do with COVID, from the initial allowance of gain-of-function research to the botched pandemic response. Weinstein believes the COVID-19 pandemic is the largest blunder in human history. In other words, the way it was handled. He also covered research that was published in Science Immunology that revealed a mind-blowing finding that after three doses of the mRNA COVID-19 shots, your immune system basically can't fight anything. And there's more stories of that coming out that you definitely, I don't want to say ruin your immune system, but lower to the point where you're in trouble. Also on the program, Weinstein said as COVID spread through the population, fear was used to make the population compliant. No. Really? And then he also talked about the possibility that a select group may have had advance notice of the pandemic and used that knowledge to position themselves for a financial windfall. What do you think? I've lived in California most of my life. We moved out here in the 60s. And I have never, even at a young age, when I didn't develop much of an ability to think through things, I was always mystified by this idea of we live in a state that's a drought state. And I get it. California basically is kind of a desert. And we truck water in Colorado River. I get all that. And now with the buzz of global warming and climate change, when we have something like we just experienced with the downpours, it kind of makes you wonder, what about the water? Now, for the sake of accuracy, in the 80s and 90s, I was a radical environmentalist. I was one that believed we only had 10 years or 12 years. We had to stop cutting down trees and we had to protect the environment and blah, 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 blah. And each decade, you hear kind of the same talking points, right? Used to call it global warming. Now it's climate change. But when it comes to drought in California, like recently, a lot of rain fell. So what about the drought? Get this. Now, this is hard to even comprehend. California flushed out trillions, not millions, not billions, trillions of gallons of rainwater out into the ocean instead of saving it in reservoirs and pumping it to farmers after the self-identified by the government 3 years of extreme drought. Since late December, a series of heavy storms, you know it, turn on the local news, storm watch. It's everywhere. They call them atmospheric rivers. Well, they brought an estimated 32 trillion gallons of rainwater to California. U.S. Geological Survey data suggests this would be enough to supply the state's agricultural, industrial, residential needs for at least 10 years. If it were stored in reservoirs. In an email, January 23rd, we captured 5 to 6% of the incoming water. The rest washed out to sea. Some politicians are really upset. Assemblywoman Lori Davies is from Laguna Niguel. She wrote the governor imploring him, and she's not the only one. This has been going on for a long time. And if you don't understand the dynamic, I'll clear it for you. She's imploring Governor Newsom to build new water reservoirs instead of telling us to conserve water, don't water your lawns, right? A home down the street from us has completely like blocked the road because they have bulldozers in there tearing up their lawn to put in another fake green lawn, which, you know, I get that. But we have to conserve water. What about water reservoirs? The reason why we don't have a will in the state for water reservoirs is because radical environmentalists and lobbyists have convinced those in Sacramento that we need to take care of little fishies and forget the humans. I'm not making this up. Davey said it's time that we actually make a move. It should have been done years ago. Do you know that 8 years ago, there was a water bond under Proposition 1 that would have used $7.5 billion, including almost $3 billion of pre-authorized money specifically for water storage projects? Never was used. Who knows where that money is? No new reservoirs have been built. The last one was 1979. If you're keeping score and my math's correct on the fly, I think that's 44 years. Most of California's dams and reservoirs were built between 1945 and 1968. A guy named Dallas Weaver, a water expert, said that even though the state is a leader in developing things like reverse osmosis filters for desalination of technology, we've got an ocean right offshore. He says we lag behind the rest of the world. So whether it's storing the rainwater, whether it's starting to desalinize the oceans, instead of this extreme drought, don't water your lawn, conserve your water, or you will be fined tremendously. And then the pièce de résistance, the comment from the governor, the official tagline, quote, the state is moving aggressively to modernize water infrastructure to maximize stormwater capture and storage above and below ground, end quote. Yeah, right. Okay. Sure they are. Hey, we got some calls. 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. Next, anarchy, American style, and your calls here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. See what he did? California dreaming. Talk Radio 790 KABC. He is Wayman. He is at Master Control. I am so grateful to have him on board. And Adam is the man you call in and talk to before you get on the air with me, if you call 800-222-KABC. Anarchy American style in a moment. But as I shared at the beginning of the program, I have a lot of stories I want to get to. The cost to fuel electric vehicles has now surpassed gas-powered cars. Bet you didn't hear that from the governor's office, right? First time in 18 months. Anderson Economic Group says that with economics, valuation, market analysis, public policy, that the cost of electric vehicles has reached a point now, almost the point of no return, where it's going to be much more expensive for you to charge your little EV and be environmentally sound. Now, their analysis are based on real-world U.S. driving conditions, including such things the cost of underlying energy, state taxes, charge for road maintenance, cost of operating a pump or charger, cost to drive a fueling station to a fueling station. There are stories about convenience stores like 7-Elevens, or not necessarily 7-Elevens, but you know, a lot of gas stations, AM, PM, where they got pumps outside. There's a story in the Midwest where scores of them are not building electric charging stations. They're putting gas pumps in. They're not buying any of the hype. But let me get back to the story about the cost of charging your vehicle. Do you know insurance carriers are now sending low-mileage Tesla Model Ys to salvage auctions because they're too expensive to repair. Hundreds were in accidents, were declared totals because of, well, again, the expense between the batteries and all the things that go into making an electric vehicle. It's much cheaper to just call it a total than to try to fix them. And yet, there are some that say even to put electric vehicles together and produce them, the ambitious rhetoric coming from so many states about the need and the prognostication of how many vehicles will be needed, people in the know say there's no way that we can make that many vehicles, let alone access the minerals and everything else that the raw materials needed to make that many electric vehicles. So maybe that's in part why, even though government regulations are pushing for EV vehicles, many large convenience store chains say they see gas in the future still. And I'm one of those guys. Don't buy the hype. I think in the state of California, they're supposedly going to outlaw gas-powered cars in 2035. I don't believe any of that's going to happen. There'll be a push, but there'll be a pushback. Pennsylvania-based Rutter's plans to build 50 new gas station convenience stores in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Delaware. Texas-based Buc-ee's announced they're going to add dozens of new convenience stores. They've got stores all over. And convenience stores sell an estimated 80% of the motor fuels purchased by consumers in the United States. So that's pretty much where we go. Jeff Leonard is vice president of strategic industry initiatives. He said the following, quote, "We know that right now EV sales are about 5% of the fleet. So 95% of the cars sold in the United States are gas powered." Leonard says it's going to take decades for EVs to have a majority share of vehicles on the road. He said there'll be plenty of petroleum-powered vehicles that will need fuel. The companies that are opening gas stations are not defying their numbers. They're looking at where they fit in the future, and they see that over the next few years, they will be very much relevant. He also said there's no question EVs will be part of the future, and there's no question that petroleum will be also part of the future. So I say don't buy the hype. And also, I'm not against electric vehicles. I mean, if you want to go out and buy an EV, fine. But when they start saying things like you have to, or you're going to die because the environment's dying, oh, please. 800-222-KABC. Now, we're about to play an audio clip. And again, we're changing gears rapidly on the program tonight because I have a lot of stories I want to get to you. From the beginning, when I heard this idea, because I have a background in sports and athletics, when I started hearing this thing about men identifying as women, competing in women's sports, and I've just watched in the last couple of years, initially there was some outrage, and now there is such an overwhelming sense of, well, this is you're all the words that the left uses. You're intolerant. You're a bigot. These poor men that were trapped in women that were trapped in men's bodies, right? But what about female athletes? So, and what about locker rooms? The stories that the media is not reporting, where guys identifying as women now are stripping down, doing their thing in women's locker rooms. What about the women's voices? Real women. Women athletes. Listen to this. Her name is Riley Gaines' testimony on Capitol Hill about what she experiences as a college athlete.
No one has asked us how we felt. We exist to validate a male's identity. But the Ivy League, Leah Thomas's teammates, actually, when they were concerned about the locker room situation and they sent an email to the Ivy League and the NCAA, their response was, Here are some counseling resources you should seek if you feel comfortable seeing male genitalia in your locker room. And then they were referred to the LGBTQ Education Center to educate themselves on the oppression that these athletes are dealing with. So no one within the NCAA is willing to acknowledge us, our feelings, our safety, our privacy. I've really tried. I feel like it's really only happened like the past couple weeks where I like get emotional talking about like the locker room scene, because it is just so wild that you can turn around and see a 6'4" biological man pull his pants down watching you undress, and no one is willing to stick up for you.
Can you imagine? This is the world we live in now. Now, I would hope if you listened to that clip, there'd be a part of you that would be heartbroken for this woman. And especially if you're a man, there's a part of you that's outraged. Like, how did we let this happen? We're the men to stand up and go, no. And yet, if you heard Riley Gaines, that somehow if you protest any of this, you need counseling. We're going to send you to the professionals because, sweetie, You are intolerant. These poor human beings are trapped in men's bodies, and they should be allowed to participate on an equal level. And I can say we've lost our minds, but it's deeper than that. It's pure evil. A man participating in women's sports. Now, I don't have the ability for great recall, but I know, I believe it was on the East Coast, college athletes filed some lawsuits because of two or three men identifying as women were allowed to participate in some track and field, and they annihilated all the records. And some of these girls / women that trained their whole life, and this is on the high school level, to try to get, you know, maybe a college scholarship. Some of them were bumped because these, and look, I'm sorry if I sound crass and insensitive, but these dudes somehow couldn't cut it as men. So they've got to run against the girls, and the left coddles them. And, oh, you poor person. Oh, my gosh, culture is just so against you. And again, I don't have names, but the swimmer, the male swimmer, identifies as a woman, shattered all the records. He was in the news a number of months ago. In fact, there was a brilliant parent that shot a video from the stands, upset, as this guy, again, identifying as a woman, was just, you know, a number of meters in front of all the other women. And she was like screaming, this is outrageous. And somebody in the crowd, one of the brainwashed few, oh, you're so insensitive. And she's like, that's a guy. And so when I heard the clip of Riley Gaines testifying on Capitol Hill, are the politicians going to do anything? You bet your last bottom dollar they're going to do something when enough of us are saying, look, you do something or guess what? You're out of office next go round. But we do live in a time we're kind of complacent. We don't like to rock the boat. And the left is very powerful. They know how to play dirty. They don't play fair. But again, I very last thought. I coached college women's basketball in 1989 and 90. So I have a bit of experience in this area. And if you're going to tell me that a biological woman should be able to somehow go toe-to-toe with a biological man that identifies as a woman, you are setting women's rights back decades. And yet, this is the world we live in. It's advancing quickly. We have two lines open, 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222. The red pill or the blue pill? That's next here on the Frank Sontag Show, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Frank Sontag Show. We are grateful that you've joined us on this Friday evening, and we invite you to call the program, 800-222-KABC. We have one line open, 800-222-5222. For those of you that have listened somewhat recently or regularly versus those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, you know that I have a private email. I haven't given it out tonight, and I just checked on the break, and we've got some emails that we'll try to get to. If you would like to share some thoughts and maybe not get on the air, you can send me a private email. My email address is frank@kmgministries.com. KMG Ministries is my men's ministry. I've got the screen open, and you can send me a private email now. I'm the only one that sees it. I don't have a staff that screens it. So if you have something burning a hole in your pocket that you got to share my way and get out there, you can email me at frank@kmgministries.com. If you are 62 years or older and own a home, I've got something very powerful to share with you. I called a good friend this week. His name is Mark Gallagher from Park Place Funding. And we talked about the idea of how he's doing and maybe coming on the show as a sponsor. And he told me the following. Now, obviously, inflation seems to be out of control. If you own a home, and especially if you're over 62, you can do things like eliminate your mortgage payment for good. You may even get a check in the mail each month. You can take tax-free cash from the equity in your home via a reverse mortgage. And he would love to just take your call or receive your text, no obligation, free, private consultation. And he said he'll help any of the KBC family that listens to my program. So if that's even something you may be interested in finding out more about, let me give you his private cell phone number. And it is, but I'm giving it out over the airway. And he said, please do. 949-244-4433. You can send him a text or actually call. And if his voicemail is not filled, you can leave him a voicemail. 949-244-4433. And if you want to find out just more about Park Place Funding, you can go to their website at parkplacefunding.com. We're going to take calls at the start of the next hour. And we still have one line open, 800-222-KABC. And a lot of the callers want to talk about a lot of different topics. That's okay with me. We're obviously not talking about one particular issue right now. Here's something you may want to weigh in. I saw this on Facebook. Someone posted, a la The Matrix, the red pill or the blue pill? And so let me just ask you this, and I have some thoughts as well. The red pill is you would restart your life at the age of 6. But the catch is you'll have all the knowledge that you've attained up until now at 6 years old. Or the blue pill is $10 million in cash. Now, I understand there's an age thing here. If you're younger versus older, a lot of the response on this one Facebook page, the younger crowd was like, show me the money. You know, this is a no-brainer. I'm not so sure. And I would like to maybe in the next hour, we may even start with this and take some calls. I would love to talk more about this because we definitely are a materialistic culture. You know, what do you do? Do you take the blue pill, $10 million in cash, or do you take the red pill? You restart your life at the age of 6 with all the knowledge you have right now. You know, there was a time in our culture we looked at age and getting older and elders as wiser, and they attain wisdom through life experience. Now, I'm not so sure that's the case. But to be able to take all of that knowledge and wisdom and start over at 6, man, I'm kind of tipping my hand whether I take the blue or the red. My son is soon to be 15. He's going through all the funds of that age with hormones and everything else, man, just bringing back memories about I was just insane as a 14, 15, and 16-year-old. Doing dumb things, just, I mean, you go through so many massive changes. But to be able to kind of go back with all the wisdom and knowledge at six, for me, I definitely know whether I take the red or the blue pill. For you, I'd love to take your call, 800-222-5222. All right, let me set up next hour. We're going to begin again with phone calls. We have a full board. All eight lines are filled. So segment one, we'll power through the calls. Later in the hour of the next hour, Jordan Peterson was on Joe Rogan's program. And of the many things he talked about, if you don't know who Jordan Peterson is, come on, folks. He's a psychologist, Canadian, brilliant. They're trying to shut him down because he's so outspoken, stands for freedom of speech. And the man is very brilliant. And of the many things he covered on Joe Rogan's program, they got into talking about the World Economic Forum. We've talked about the WEF on this program. You know, these are the globalists that somehow would tell you they know how to run your life. And you better bow down to them because they are going to take control of your life. You will own nothing and you will be happy. They just met in Davos, Switzerland. Klaus Schwab leading. And Jordan has some thoughts on it. We'll get into that, play some audio clips. Also, next hour, Anarchy American Style. I am a huge advocate of Victor Davis Hanson. He's a historian. He's written a piece on the state of our country. I will read you some of it. And, gosh, we've got other stuff as well. So it's going to be a packed hour. If you miss any of the program, by the way, you can go to our website, franksontag.com, and all of the shows are up. We post the podcast literally as the program ends, so you can listen to every program that I've done here on KBC for the last 7 months at franksontag.com. Also, next hour, two different reports on the state of Antarctica as it relates to global warming. You may be shocked. Has Texas gone woke? I'll give you a hint. It kind of has, and it's because a lot of us on the West Coast have moved to Texas. And who is funding the ban on home natural gas? You could probably guess. And as maybe a middle-class listener, are you getting kind of fed up? There was a movie years ago. I'll end the segment on this note. I want to say the actor's name is Peter Finch. The movie was called Network, and it was big in 90s, 80s maybe. I'm dating myself. But he played a television broadcaster, journalist, reporter, and he'd be on the news every night and doing the whole deal. And he just kind of snaps one night, and he's had it with all of the nonsense of the day. In fact, I played the clip on my old show. And if you didn't know the movie, what he was saying, his outrage, is the tagline was, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, and urging his followers, viewers to go outside, and, you know, people outraged. His reasons for that are so wild. If you didn't know it, you would think it was today, because a lot of what he shared in that 2 or 3 minute rant applies to today. So I always think of that in the back of my mind. Are we mad as hell? Are we not going to take it anymore? Have we reached that point? We just survived 2+ years of lockdowns, and the insanity's on the horizon with the World Economic Forum. So we're going to get into Jordan Peterson and his brilliance. And you, Witt, Robert, Raul, Melinda, John, Michael, Brent, others. We have a full board, 800-222. KABC 800-222-5222. And to remind you again, if you don't want to get on the air, but you want to send me an email, it's frank@kmgministries.com. We've got 14 of them sitting here. I'll review them on the break and get ready. Hour number two is around the corner. If you've never heard this program before, we are on every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And in case you haven't figured it out by now, my name is Frank Sontag, and this program is indeed called This is the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC.